Hello there. Welcome back to Yumi on the podcast. And today I have a very special guest, Money.
Hi.
Sandhu. So Money and I have known each other for
three years. Yeah. 3 years.
Right?
2021.
I feel like every time we start talking, we literally can't stop.
That's true.
We literally can't stop. And like you'll see, like we have a very like
go all over the place.
Like zigzag pattern. We have like no semblance of like, okay, like, you know, we're gonna stay on this one topic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think we picked a topic, but I don't think we didn't. No. Yeah, okay, there you go.
No, we didn't pick a topic. Yeah.
Topics. We picked everything. Everything all at once.
Yeah. And it's just as confusing as our conversation.
Exactly. So good luck following along, but let's get into it. The one thing I really realized about going on vacation though, the key is you have to manically clean your apartment beforehand.
Yes. No, I completely agree.
Because coming home to a home that is not clean,
it's just
the anxiety. That will be my 13th reason why.
Agreed. No, I mean, I do all my laundry. Like, my house is the cleanest before I go somewhere. Oh, because absolutely. When I come back, I'm like, the amount of peace I feel. Like, one, I'm back in my routine. Because I think after 4 days, I am, regardless of whether I have to go back to a job, I'm like, okay, I'm happy to be back to what I know. Like what to expect from.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I left dishes, or like some people are just like, I'll deal with it when I come back. I'm just but why would you do that to yourself?
Oh, hell no.
Like, you're not gonna deal with it.
Oh, dude. Every time I've gone to like my cousins, two of my cousins got married within like a span of 6 months. Every time we went to like my parents' house for like anything, like I would go like a week prior and I would make sure like laundry was done, trash was taken out, like fridge was clean, everything. Like these are basic things. Yeah. So I don't want to come back to a funky smell.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, but it's good to have you there. Like, right. Because I don't know what your partner's like, but I would assume it's the opposite. So you kind of have to be like that one person that makes sure everything's done because...
Oh, no. This guy's actually cleaner than I am.
No. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, he's very... That's amazing. He's very clean. Like, I'm honestly the problem here, like, if I'm being honest with you.
But there's a difference between being organized and being clean,
too. Oh, yeah. Right? I tell him that all the time. Yeah. Like, I am very, like, if I set something down here and, like, there's a bunch of shit, like... You know, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I will remember exactly. Like, I could put down my scissors. Like, scissors always, like, I swear to God, scissors, like, grow legs and just walk away. And so every time I know exactly where they are, even if I didn't put them back where they're supposed to be.
Interesting.
But we have found a middle ground. Middle ground of, okay, like, you know, there are certain things that need to be done.
Yeah.
And then there are certain things that it's okay. Like, laundry... It's okay if it piles up, but like this area needs to
the
be
visual.
Like,
it's a visual thing too.
Yeah.
No, I'm the same way.
Also, like, I don't know about you. Like, I'm a maximalist by nature, and so I have been decluttering. Like, my life depends on it right now. I like went through this whole thing of like, this. This is gonna sound so weird, but like this girl, like she was like talking about how she had to like clean out like her mom's house, and like her mom was a hoarder, and like she was just like she's like filming this thing, and like, you know, she's like, oh, like, you know, this is my progress after 24 hours. The way it instilled so much fear in me, I was like, I do not want to be a burden on like the people that I love after I die. So I was like, oh, we are getting rid of things, because I was always one of those people where I was like, oh, I could use this, or like, you know.
I grew up in a household like that. Yeah. I am the opposite.
Exactly. So you don't have that problem.
No, but mine's the opposite. Is like, eventually something will be needed, and they're like, where is that? You had it last week. I'm like, it's gone.
Yeah.
I throw away things within like 24 hours.
Yes. Yeah. I wish I was one of those people. But what I did implement was like, whenever I'd get like deliveries, like we did HelloFresh for a while and everything, right? Yeah. I was like, this box is not leaving this house unless it's filled to the brim with shit I do not need. Oh, wow. And so I've done a good job. I feel like it's put me in a better mental space state as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we found a middle ground that works. And
that's so funny. I do have certain things that I'm emotional about, but then after 6 months, I will go revisit it because suddenly I don't care.
Yeah.
It's so weird because eventually you're like, oh, well, the memories are there. You don't need this little piece of paper that reminds you of going blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But my memory's also gotten so bad.
Yeah.
Since I blame COVID. It could be your 30s. It's hard to know.
Yeah.
COVID happened at the worst time, but honestly, my memories are so shit that I do need to start like keeping better memories and like things.
Dude, I am such a good, like, that's something that I will say is like, I take pictures of everything.
Good for you. I think I would take it so personal if it was a baby.
Oh,
I think about that all the time. I was like, oh. I I'm petty. If my kid didn't like me as much as their father, I'd have to have start a campaign.
Could you imagine growing a child in your stomach, feeding it with your sustenance? Mm-hmm.
Giving it portions of your teeth?
All of that. All going of that. Through labor for its first word to be dada?
Well, they say there's a reason for that. And it's because they think they're part of you. And so mama is just not a concept to them because I am you. You oh, are really? Me. Yeah. But if they looked like their dad and they liked their dad more, I'd be like,
I want a refund.
Correct.
I want a yeah. refund.
With Bye. At least a percentage back higher than that.
Also, my whole thing is like, it's so like, I get so pissed off when everyone's like, oh, baby X, Y, and Z, and it'll be the dad's name. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, the mom is pregnant. Yeah,
co-sponsored by. Right? If anything, co-sponsored.
I get so upset. I'm like, no. No. I'm like, that's her baby.
He's just here. Yeah. He should be happy to be here.
Exactly. He should be happy to be included in the vibes.
Yeah. I've never been to a gender reveal party, and my goal is never to go to one. I am very against them, but it is very hard when it's someone super close to you.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I can't condone this behavior because who cares?
Yeah.
Especially because now I have seen two or three that have gone really bad, and it's hilarious. Yeah. Primarily because it's not even that logistically it's gone bad.
Yeah.
It's the parents, like, reaction. And oh you've seen God. A couple of those trending, right?
Yes.
And it's like, are you that dumb, Dad? Like, you know the camera's on you.
I will never understand how, like how men in gender reveals can't, like, mask their yeah. emotions.
Women do it their whole lives.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, especially when you know there's a camera on you, like, are mm-hmm. you really that dumb?
And also when you see your other kids, because it's the kids pick up on so much. So exactly. It's like you walking away or having a tantrum. How do you think it's going to affect kid number one or two or whoever's already there?
Exactly.
It's just, and then the mom, you always see the woman trying to save him. Like, oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, yeah, it's okay because you did this.
Yeah.
Biologically, it's on
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
The other thing, have you ever seen those gender reveals where, like, they'll go in to hug, like, their mom first?
No.
Oh, my God. There's a genre of gender reveals uh-huh. where, like, the man goes in to hug, like, not their wife, but their mother.
Are they Punjabi?
No, I've seen, like, all different, they like, yeah, but I've seen, like, all different types
really?
Of
people.
Yeah.
To congratulate her? Or just, like, because he's, like, I'm so happy, like, you yeah. probably want to hug me?
Yeah, but, like, there's, like, huh. there's this one where, like, this, the girl, like, she, like, posted it on TikTok, and she's like, oh yeah, like, my mother-in-law, like, you know, this is what she pulled, and, like, basically, like, the guy, like, goes and tag his wife, and the mother-in-law is just, like, chasing him. Bro, I have to find this video because it's so funny.
Is it cringe? Like, do people get it? Are they just like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, in the moment? Well, okay. Oh yeah, but like, I don't know, like, she was just it's just so, like, I feel like gender reveals are so cringy.
But they also show the worst of people.
Exactly.
I think. Like the most things, the things that you would otherwise never have to see. So it's like, now you yeah. know our family dynamic.
Yeah.
And you know what kind of a husband or mother-in-law or whatever I yeah. have. It's just, don't do it.
It's too much information.
Just be happy you have a kid with 10 fingers, 10 toes, and just let it be.
And especially if you have, like, especially if you post it online.
Yeah,
that's a lot of information.
Especially when it's bad. It's like, so you knew this was gonna happen.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't know if fame is a drug or yeah. what, but like, you could, like, you know how they say, like, you couldn't waterboard that out of me. You could not waterboard that video
oh, totally.
Out of me.
You
know
totally.
What I mean? Like, if something oh like gosh. That happened to me, I was no, it didn't exist.
It never happened.
It never happened.
Yeah, it's like the Mandela effect.
Exactly.
Everyone's like, so how? Oh my God, sorry, I couldn't make it the shower. What shower?
What shower?
I never invited you.
I didn't have a shower.
Rescind every email invite. No, it's true. It's funny. It's like, so, like, I double majored in psychology, and I always thought, like, oh, maybe, you know, being a therapist. Can you imagine the money that, like, marriage counselors make now?
I couldn't even imagine.
And the things that they hear, because I'm like, I listen to some of the podcasts that some of these counselors have, and I'm like, how do you do it? Because I would want to tell everything to everyone.
Yeah. Also, my thing is, like, do they have therapists?
Oh, they do. Of course.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, and I don't know, man.
Well, they say therapists need therapists. Yeah. The highest suicide rates are with, like, psychologists. But it's so much you take in.
Yeah. And I just, like, see, I genuinely, like, thought about, like, doing a psych major, but then I was like, maybe not.
Yeah. It's also one of those things where it's like, if you're super well aware, like, yeah, I get it. It's the issue is no one knows what to do with that information. It's like, I know I have this problem, and this is what I need to do to fix it. But I'm not going to do those things.
And then it's like,
and it's so hard to listen to your friends, like, do the same mistake over and over again. Can you imagine a patient? Exactly. Like, at least I'm getting paid X amount per hour. But are you that dumb?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I would get so, like, see, the thing about me is, like, even I work in healthcare.
Okay.
But I have no patience. Like, people are so dumb. And I just have, like, very little patience. I could not imagine being a doctor. I could not imagine being, like, a therapist or anything like that. Like, as I've gotten older, my patience has gone
fully. Well, it's also one of those things where it's like, because you know they can do better. You can be better. And so when you're not being better, it's making me mad. And I know that's, like, a personal problem, but it's like the person that, like, reeks of alcohol. And like, so how many drinks do you have a week? Oh, you know, one. But
be so for real. Like, you know, that's always my thing. Be so for real.
So because our memories and our like attention spans are what, like 12 seconds maybe, exactly, at best.
And I'm like, I can't do this.
And I think it's like our generation's the last one that's gonna maybe, like, because we've probably also started losing it, let's be real.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't have TikTok. Yep. It's like the one thing I will not get. Got off of Facebook, but Instagram I have not been able to. But TikTok does, you know, start to get onto, like, Twitter, Instagram. I see the things that trend, but it's so easy. Like, and reels are not good, and yet that algorithm still gets me.
Yeah.
And so I can't imagine. Like, I watch every video 2x, at least.
Oh, yeah.
If, like, Obama were to speak, I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
It's like, where's the playback speed? Yeah,
can't do
that on live.
And that's the sad part. Like, when you're in a meeting, you're like, you don't want to be rude, but I'm like, I'm trying to finish your sentences. Not because I want to, like, speak over you, but I just want to keep moving.
Yeah, it's like, get to the point.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's just get done. Yeah.
I'm so quick to be like, as previously stated.
Well, that's good. But I feel like my tone just gets so, like, rude.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like, well, we just talked about that. It's I'm like, not going to repeat myself.
Were you not present? Yeah. Were you not in the room?
And then you feel bad because it's like, okay, like, as I'm getting older, I'm like, if I have to, like, learn a new software, I'm like, can't do it. Yeah. Does not compute.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the next generation is like, how do you not get AI? You just do A, B, and C. And it's like, okay, can you do that again for me?
I am so dumb when it comes to technology, dude. I have, like, dude, okay, so first of all, I do not deal with figuring out the Wi-Fi. I've never set up the Wi-Fi. I will not set up the Wi-Fi. You could tell me that, oh, I plug this in and then I wave this wand and that's how the Wi-Fi works. And I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. That checks out. Yeah. But they're like, I didn't know how to, like, print on a printer until very recently.
Okay.
But again, that's like one benefit I will give my brothers this. One benefit of having brothers is,
yeah, there's a privilege right there.
You do not have to deal with technology as much as you need to. And so I, like, especially, like, a lot of this stuff, I can set up the lights. I know
how to make it look pretty.
I can put the cameras on the stand. I know that's where it goes. But all the other back end stuff,
no idea. I don't blame you. I mean, but
no idea.
Because you've had someone do it for you. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're the engineer of the family. And they're like, but you know how to do all of this.
Exactly.
You should know how to figure out how to fix a, God knows what, you know, a, like, solar panel. And it's like, that's very different than putting a remote together.
Yeah, for real. My, I remember, like, we had gotten, like, my family still has a landline, which is also,
good.
Like,
so do we.
Like, you know, sometimes I think about, I'm like, maybe we should have a landline as well.
Yeah, like, from just, like, climate change / all these, like, emergencies. Like, if, right? Like, there's cyber terrorism, it probably wouldn't be a bad, I wouldn't even know how to set it up, though.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. I was like, if we did, I don't know how I'd do it. But, like, I remember, like, the last time that we got, like, headsets from, like, Costco or something. Yeah. Like, the little ones. I remember, like, trying to set them up with my mom because, like, my brother hadn't gotten home from, like, school yet. And I'm like, I don't know how this goes. Just
press every button.
I'm like, let me read the instruction manual. Like,
it's like in another language.
You know, like, maybe. And then, like, they were like, it was like, connect this wire to this and this and that. And I was just like, I don't know.
You know, the funny thing is more manuals are becoming pictures.
Yeah.
Which I find much harder.
Yeah.
Because it's like, just it just has two pictures of how to combine things. And I'm like, I need I need words.
I hate.
Have you ever cut your own hair?
Once. And it was in 2020. And I don't know.
We met in 21.
Yeah, but when I met you, I had long hair, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a point in time where I had, like, short hair. I had, like.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh my God, don't even get me started on my hair. I miss my long hair so
much. Oh, really?
I miss my short hair so much.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying out the long hair. It's just so much more work.
Oh, totally.
And
especially in the summer, it just feels like a lot.
I just, like, you don't understand how many times a day, like, I'm just like, what if I just.
Well, not everyone can pull short hair. So if you're able to pull it off, which I think you could.
I feel like I pulled it off pretty well. Hold on. Like, I loved my short hair. And it was, like, so easy to maintain.
Because yours is pretty straight, yeah?
Yeah, my hair is, like, pin straight. It's like
that's just a benefit also.
Yeah, you have curly hair, don't you?
Yeah. It takes, like, 3 hours to straighten.
Really?
But it's the only way that I know if it's healthy. Because when it's curly, you can't tell anything. So I do straighten it once every 6 months or so. Just to see, like, is it dry? Where are the dead ends?
Yeah.
But, again, you can hide it all in curly hair.
Yeah.
But it's... Because I get it cut curly when it's straight, it's got its own little wig. Yeah, the wig.
Dude, your hair looks so good. Like, it looks healthy when
it's curly.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I've been lucky because I did get it chemically straightened for 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then the year that you saw me, that's when I went curly.
Yeah.
Because 2020, I was like, might as well. I'm staying home. So it took a year and a half to grow out.
Yeah.
But it, like, yeah, like right now it's down to here, down to my butt. When it's curly, it's like maybe below my shoulder.
Like, you get, like, kind of the best of both worlds.
You do.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, if I had curly hair, I would be like, oh, I'm going to cut it, like, I'm going to keep it long so that once it's curly, it's, like, it's short enough,
yeah.
You know? Then you have, like, I feel like, in my opinion, that's, like, the best of both worlds. I chopped off my hair a couple times, and in 2020, was it 2019 or 2020? I don't remember. But, I chopped off my hair, and then I called my mom because I knew that she would hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so pissed.
Really?
She was like, you know how, like, moms, like, they'll say something, but, like, like they'll be like, oh, yeah, whatever, right? But, like, my mom was silent, and that's scary. Oh. Like, when my mom is silent, I'm scared for my life.
So when she saw it, did she still feel that way?
I think it took a month and a half. For her to kind of, like, see it consistently. And then she was like, oh, I get it, you know?
It doesn't matter how nice it looks. They'd rather have you have gross, dead-ended, long-ass hair as long as it's long.
I told my mom, I was like, oh, I'm going to go get a haircut. And she was like, why? And I was like, what do you mean, why? I was like, my ends are so gross. She was like, so it's long. I was like, not a good enough reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Not at all, right? Like, you know how, like, some people are like, oh, my God, I have, like, such an emotional attachment to my hair? I'm like, no.
Good for you.
Not me at all. Like, I have no emotional, like...
You know why, though? It's because you have good face.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some people have... Okay. Hair is their thing because it's, like... Because at the end of the day, you can have, like... If you have great hair, it's going to make you look more attractive than having a great face with bad hair.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so I think you get more attached when you have, like... And plus, some people, it's, like... I know when my hair was long, like, super long, especially in the winters, like, it's, like, a... Like, it's your security blanket.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah, and when you cut it down, it's like, oh, now I feel like I just don't have that shield.
This is my hair. This is
I've seen pictures. Yeah.
A few inches, like, grown out, though. Like, when it was, like, short, it was, like, honestly, it was kind of jarring because I went, like, she cut off, like, 12 inches, then I went in to get another 4 inches cut off.
And you wanted that.
Okay. Yeah. So like I got like 16 inches like cut off of my hair. And so that was kind of like it was jarring a bit at first. But when I had first gotten it done, I was just like, eh. But then like literally after a month, it grew an inch. And then I was like, oh,
this is it.
This is my new vibe.
I mean, just putting your hand through your hair at that point, it's like, my God. And it feels so clean.
And it feels so like healthy.
Thick
and healthy. I don't know what it is about like my hair getting longer. I think it's because I have such fine hair.
Okay.
That like whenever my hair gets longer, it's so like just weak.
And I'm as it gets further from your head, it feels like it's thinner and right? all that kind of stuff.
And I'm just like, this is so gross. Like I just want the short, like, dude, my hair was so healthy. It was like completely jet black.
Yeah.
And I was having the time. I honestly never felt hotter in my life than when I had short hair. Yeah. You're making a very good point. But like my thing was like I knew my cousin was gonna get married, so I was like, okay, like if I might as well. So like I had like 4 cousins get married within a span of like 18 months. And so I was like, okay, like I'll cut it off after this girl's like wedding. And then my cousin got engaged and everything. And I was like, okay, I'll cut it off after her event. But then I knew other cousin was going to get married in 6 months. So I was like, okay, I'll just cut it off after hers. And her wedding has come and gone. It was in April. And so
do you have any coming up?
No. And so that was another thing was like after like from 2021 to 2023, we were attending like a wedding to 2 weddings every single month, is insane.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was like, maybe I shouldn't go short. You know what I mean? And so that's why I was like, oh, like, you know, maybe I should just go out. But there are no weddings on the horizon, which I'm like.
Yeah, it's a sign. Yeah. Plus, if it's short, you can't do as much, which is like a con, but it's also like a pro because it looks done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, here's my thing. I always end up cutting my hair in the fall, which makes like no sense.
Yeah.
It's because the entire summer I'm just like, no, like I keep getting myself like psyching myself up.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't need to cut it short. I don't need it. And then by September I'm like, yo, I'm so done.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah, you should do it in March.
Yeah. That's kinda what I was thinking. I was like, you know what?
Is this the longest it's ever been?
No, this is the longest it's been in like 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
But it's been longer.
Yeah.
I used to have like completely virgin because I was I grew up in like a really religious family. And so my hair was like pin straight and like it was like really, really long. My brothers have like hair down to their knees.
Wow.
Wild. Yeah.
And it's straight.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
Yeah.
That's the difference too. Because my dad has curly hair. That's where I get it. Yeah. So when he had long hair, they did not know how to deal with it. They were like, no, go cut it. Because they didn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
But when it's beautiful, it's like straight, you know, easy to manage. Then they're like, why would you cut it ever? Yeah.
Have you ever done any like fun colors or anything to your hair?
I got like low lights a long time ago. But no, I would never let them touch my roots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I already gotten chemically straightened for so long. I was like, my poor hair has been through enough. And also I don't have white hair yet, which like all of my friends and family have. And so I'm like, let me just try to enjoy it while I don't have to color it. 'Cause that's going to be one more expense.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I like I never wanted to do like blonde or anything, like never like low lights or anything like that. The most I'll do is like, I'll do like a overtone type of like color depositing thing.
Yeah.
And that's like enough for me. I'm like, this is as far as I'll stretch.
Yeah, I'm not good with change.
Yeah.
It's hypothetically, I'm like, yeah, I would totally do that. And it's like, no, I wouldn't.
But the thing is that even like, so like my hair like got lightened when I did it 2 months ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when it's like freshly done, it's like very like, it's almost like brown.
Yeah.
And so it's like, my eyebrows just look so stark. And I'm one of those people where like, you have light colored hair and you have like dark eyebrows, it just like pisses me off.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't like, it needs to be harmonious.
It's also like the makeup artist and you're like, you can see if someone has a full picture.
Yeah. Right. And so I'm like there's like an actress that I was like on a show I was watching. I was like, I don't know why I don't like her face. I was like, something is throwing me off here. And then I realized it's because she had blonde hair and like brown eyebrows, brown eyebrows. Yeah. And I was like,
I guess I never noticed it on like dark haired people. It's usually, again, it's like the blonde.
Yeah.
It's the people, contrast. The brunettes that go to blonde. Yeah.
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 And so I was like, oh. I was like, that makes sense. So, like, to me, I'm like, my eyebrows are, like, I would definitely be one of those people. There's, like, a girl on my TikTok that I saw, like, she has, like, hot pink hair, and then she'll, like, dye her eyebrows hot pink, and I'm like, I can get behind that.
That's amazing. Right? Does it look good?
It looks amazing. Okay. And she does, like, gorgeous, like, eye looks and stuff. Oh,
okay.
So she's, like, a full, like, you know, like, full-on, like, creative and everything. Yeah. But it, like, looks so good because, like, there's so much harmony. And she does, like, makeup and everything. Like, all of the colors that she uses, like, they're all very, like, they go very well with her face and, like, her hair and everything.
Man.
You know? Do you know who Bodman Zayed is?
No.
So she's her name's like Liba. She's like a Canadian influencer. Mm-hmm. She's Muslim. I think she's like Pakistani Punjabi, if I'm not mistaken, because I think they speak Punjabi.
Yeah.
But she's like a fitness influencer. But like she like fried her hair off because she went from like she had like all these different colors, and then she went from red to blue, and then she wanted to go back, and then she like ended up frying her hair off, and then she like went on this whole like journey of like regrowing her hair and everything
because you had to bleach it to get to those colors, right?
Yeah. And so she like after seeing because like I saw her like while I was like growing up in like my mid-teen or like my late teens to like early 20s.
Okay.
After seeing her video of like I fried my hair off, I was like, oh, Never.
Don't do it.
I was just like, hair health is so important.
Well, that's like the eyebrows, how like the skinny eyebrows are coming back. And it's like, guys, like, go look at everyone's tweets. They took, what, 15 years to grow it all back from the 90s? Like, just let it go. Just do what makes sense for your face.
And see, like, a lot of people, like, have you seen the trend of, like, oh, like, what kind of blindness you have? And, like, some people are like, oh, eyebrow blindness and stuff. I'm like, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
I do not care. I love, like, but I'm, like, because I started learning how to do makeup in, like, the 2016s.
Okay.
Like, where everything was, like, very, like, glam. Full beat, yeah. Glam, everything, right? And so I'm, like, I love a good highlighter.
Yeah.
And you can pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah. No, do what makes sense for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm, like, it looks so good on me. I'm not a fan, like, for me personally, I'm not a fan of, like, the overly blushed look.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it just...
Honestly, though, it's also because our skin... The skin tone is different.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the glam thing still looks good on brown skin.
Yeah.
Because, hello, like, black eyeliner, just dark eyes, at the end of the day, will always look good.
Yeah.
Just because it's so compatible with our skin.
Yeah. It's so... That's so true. I've, like, recently gotten into, like, a good, like, brown and black, like, smudged eyeliner. Mm-hmm.
There's a reason. Across history, exactly. We've always had it.
Exactly.
So it's like, why step away from it?
Exactly. And like the whole like blush trend, it's like, it's so tough for me because like there are so few blushes that are like brown girl friendly. Yeah. That it's like, oh, this is gonna look good on me. Have you seen there's like a girl who like swatches lipsticks, and then she was like her and her friend, she has like a white friend,
okay,
and she's brown, and like they'll try on, like, without any cuts or anything, they'll try on the same lipstick and it looks completely different.
I think I have seen that. Yeah.
And I'm like,
where was this for us?
I'm like, I'm glad.
Yeah.
You're out here. Like, this is girls in STEM. I was like, this is girls in STEM.
I would say the same about, like, nail polish. Like, yes.
Oh,
at the end of the day, your nails look the same, but the color that's compatible to your skin tone. Again, do any color you want. It doesn't matter. But it's going to just look completely different.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting is, like, I used to hate, like, when auntie would wear, like, you know, like, okay, I feel like every auntie, like, that I knew wore this, but, like, the maroony, like, wine red.
Yeah. Right? I wear it all the time now.
And that's what I'm saying. Every single auntie I knew wore that.
Yep.
Toes and nails.
Yeah.
No matter what you were wearing.
And you thought it was, or dark brown. And you're like, or so that. Boring, so
I'm
boring.
Like, that's,
and
it's like, so I'm like, do a fire now. Truck red. And I'm like, that's ugly.
Yeah.
Like a red orange.
I mean, they knew what they disgusting. Were doing.
That's exactly. I'm like, you know what? There are some points where you need to just realize that you don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure the younger kids are probably like, the blush is the way to go. I want to look like an anime character.
I'm like, not for me, personally. And that's the thing. Like, I, like, the little, like, the four, like, white dots that's, like, supposed to pull attention to your eyes.
Oh, I know that's what it was for. I was like, okay.
We're so old!
I'd seen it, but I was like, eh.
Okay, so I, like, tried it out. It just, like, didn't look good on me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh. But then, and that's another thing I'm, like, such a big proponent of is, like, tweaking things to fit your thing. So I tried it with, like, a nude liner.
Okay.
It looked okay. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Just the vibes, right? I was like, I don't see, like, a huge difference, but...
It could also be, like, the white was just jarring because you haven't done it.
Yeah.
And also some things, like, well, it looks really cute. And then you do it to yourself, and you're like, nope,
not
for me.
Not on me. You know what I mean? And that's, like, I feel like there's such a, I don't know, like, there's such a, like, vibe to, like, maybe this isn't for me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm okay with that. I've made my peace with that.
I mean, like, do you, as a makeup artist, ever, like, when, you know how people would show you pictures and be like, this is what I want? Did you ever say, like, that looks great on her?
Yeah.
It's not for you.
It happened one time. I also don't do clients anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, this podcast and my job keep me plenty busy. Yeah. And that was part of the reason, because, like, there'd be auntie that, like, you know, they would be like, oh, I want to be, like, light. And that's another thing is, like, I didn't realize that, like, this was still a thing. But they were like, oh, like, I need a light foundation. And I would, like, color match them, like, to perfection. Which, again, the more I've learned about color theory, like, whenever I can pull out, like, a color match for anybody,
yeah,
like, the first time, do you know how good it feels to be like, I've color matched, I've seen the tones in your skin, I have figured out what color you are, I have color
solved
matched
all their
you
problems.
So perfectly, right? And they're like, no, it needs to be lighter.
It's because it's how they do it. So they want you to do what they do, but better.
And I'm like, no. And then, like, she was like, there was this auntie that, like, she was showing me, like, this fair skinned girl, and, like, she wasn't, like, she was like probably like a little bit darker than me. She was like, okay, when I'm like summer tan.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, auntie, like, and then I like color matched her and everything. And she was like, no, like midi light foundation. And I was like, auntie, it's not going to look like that. You know, yeah, like that's not how it's going to look. And she was like, nee, tu carde. And that's something I hate because I'm like, you want me to do it, but then you're also going to bash on me when it doesn't look exactly the way
they want. Yeah, especially if someone also comments on it not being right.
Right? And so I was like,
So you didn't do it?
I did, like, lighten it, but then I went over it with, like, a powder foundation that was, like, you know? So it looked, like, very put together. So yeah. I was like, okay, this is good enough.
Yeah.
You know?
That's rough. Especially because, like, some people with, I mean, I'm sure her skin, like, the thing is sometimes, like, dark skin, like, they're like, I want to make it lighter, but it's like, your tone is perfect.
Yeah.
You have no, like, there's no, like, double complexion or anything. Everything is, like, fantastic, and they're like, no. And then that whiteness, it's like a cast.
It's stark.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. And I just, I couldn't do it. And that was, again, like, dude, power to the makeup artist.
Who can
actually, like,
Seen it. They got to go down to your chest. Yeah. I'm like, how much make, like, doesn't that get on your clothes? Like, I just don't know.
I don't know the logistics, honestly.
I mean, I won't lie. I did know someone that would do that, and they had to do their arms, too, to match it. It's sad, because I don't think anyone in our generation at the time even cared. Like,
yeah,
it was more like, this is unhealthy for you to be doing that.
Yeah.
But they continue to do it, and it's, I'm sure it comes from family. And
yeah, like, you know, absolutely.
It's just
colorism. Also, I didn't realize that colorism was so, like, still so prevalent.
Oh, totally.
I didn't, like, I think it's because, like, I was, like, never, like, super exposed to it that I, like, didn't realize. But I mean, I, like, definitely, like, in the way, because, like, me and, like, one of my brothers were, like, really fair skinned, and, like, one of my brothers is, like, darker, mm-hmm. and, like, my mom's, like, darker, and so, like, you know, there was definitely a thing of, like, oh, like, you know, like, my, like, people would tell my mom, like, oh, tardi nani kini, like, gori chitea, yeah, and I'm, like,
there's a reason that there's nicknames called Gora and Kalu.
Exactly.
Like, it's a problem. Right? And Gora is considered, like Snow White. You know, like, that's, like, the positive term. Yeah. And it's just, like, this is not okay.
It's, like, it's not. It's really, it's, honestly, it's, like, not that, it's just, like, the cast system. It's, like, not it that is. Serious.
Yeah. 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 It's also, because, well, it's, like, when I was in high school, MAC, NC40, that was the color.
Yeah.
It was always sold out in Roseville.
Yeah.
It's because every Punjabi girl was using it. Every, like, Mexican girl was using it. Regardless of what your shade was. So, if you were too light, you went back up to NC40.
Yeah.
If you were too dark, you went to NC40. Because that seemed like it was the ideal skin color. Like, it. And when I put it on now, like, I don't even use MAC. But it's been, like, 8-9 years. But I had, like, an old bottle I opened. I was like, this is not my color.
It's like, this is so not my color.
But I think it's also because the makeup artist back then didn't know. So, they're like, oh, here comes a brown person. Let me just start with what I think I know best.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is your color.
Yeah.
And then you step outside, you're like, is it though?
Is it? Be so for real.
But it is hard. Like, I mean, yeah, it's just, but I think it's also, you probably didn't deal with it because you were fair skinned.
And that's it. That's another thing. Yeah. Like, you know, like my mom, like, especially like my mom, like, because my dad was like really, really fair skinned. Like, my dad was like paler than most white people. Like,
oh, wow.
There's a picture of us at like at a swimming pool, and like me and my dad look like we're like little like like white people, like just cosplaying as Punjabis.
albino Punjabis. Right?
And so but like my mom, like, she would get it all the time of like, oh, like, you know, like, because like my mom, like my nani was like not like super fair, or she was not like fair, like she's like a nice like caramel color.
Yeah.
And my mom is like a little bit darker, and my mama is a little bit darker, but my mossy is like a little bit more fair skin, and she like, she would get it all the time of like, oh, like, look at how like fair skin your sister is. And I'm like, who cares?
I just think it's a people just say things they shouldn't be saying out loud.
That but also like somebody like so like when my parents like got Ursed, right? They were like, oh, like, you know, like, because my dad was like fair skinned, they were like, oh, like, you know, sadi, like, you know, sanupata sadi kuri like kaliya, but like you know to see mine then you got them. My dad was like, why would I care?
Your mom's just sitting there catching strays, like, what?
Just catching strays for no reason, right? And like to me it's like never like it I love some melanin.
It's, we've just been lucky to grow up in a time when hip hop is the culture too.
Yeah.
And like Fenty changed everything.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
And so it's like, now you can find your color. So now you can actually be upset when your color is not there versus being sad.
Yeah.
There's like a difference in the emotion now too. And I think it's just like, if you're not going to include everyone, you're not worth being like part of the standard.
Have you seen the whole Youthphoria thing, the Youthphoria Foundation?
No.
Where they basically put, like, it's like a foundation, mm-hmm. but it's just basically like black pigment, and they were like, oh, like their shade range is so atrocious, like it's so bad. But they were like people were basically like, you know, like everyone always says, like, you have like 50 like fair skin foundations, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. And then you have three that are darker, right? So they were like, oh, like, you know, they put out this like revolutionary foundation, and it's basically like just black pigment. There's like no mixing.
I have seen that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's real?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, I just.
And it's funny because like black skin isn't black.
Black. Yeah. And I was just like.
Or at least not always. Yeah.
But also like their shade range was just like so atrocious.
And I feel like, so like even like Japanese healthcare is like starting to become like the thing. They never had to worry about it, but they're so quick. And it's like, why haven't we in America and the US been able to like keep up with that?
Exactly. And my thing is like, you can have like a smaller shade range if you have like a tinted moisturizer,
right
or like a like something that isn't like something that's like sheer, it's not like full coverage, because mm-hmm. then it's like, you know, like whether you choose like, you know, one shade or the other, it's kind of like sometimes you can like, you know, like the e.l.f. Halo Glow or like the Charlotte Tilbury the Hollywood filter, mm-hmm. right? Like you can go like one to two shade, like depending on whatever, like, you know, like however you look, it's like, cause it's sheer, it's going to blend out. It's not going to look like, you know, funky, but yeah. It's like when you have like a full cover foundation, there is no reason why you shouldn't have like an expansive like shade range.
Or the funny thing is sometimes you'll read like on Sephora, like I was just looking at some certain foundations, like I want to try something that's like lighter. They only had like six, and the answers to the questions were like, hey, how do I get like this? I use specifically like Makeup Forever in this color. What does that match to? It keeps rendering nothing. And so then, like, I don't know who answers these questions, but like I was like, your guys' marketing team needs like
help.
Yeah, so much help. It's like, oh, mix two of them, mix the lightest one and like the middle one. You look at the cost, and it's like $96, or you're thinking,
be so for real.
Yeah, it's like, it's one thing if it's like each one's like $15, maybe I'll be willing to buy three or four to figure out my own color. But yeah. No,
that's wild.
And then it's like when it looks bad, it's like, oh, well, it's on you.
The audacity, bro. The audacity.
It's like, if I knew how to mix colors, you think I'd be coming to you?
Yeah, exactly. But also, like, dude, I genuinely, like, here's my thing, right? If, like, e.l.f. or, like, have you ever seen, like, the L'Oreal lines of, like, how many different shades they have?
Mm-hmm.
If they can do it, I think you can.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, any shade range that it doesn't have, like, more than, like, 20 colors, I'm like, you're not really here for the masses.
No.
You know what I mean?
You're here for who you think you want your demographics to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's another thing is, like, you know, people are, like, there was this guy that was, like, oh, like, you know, if they don't make anything for you, like, they're just not your brand. I'm, like, yeah, but, like, that's not how it should be. Like, even, like, do you remember, like, back in the day, Hollister got into trouble because they were, like, oh, like, we don't want to make, like, clothes for fat people. Yep. I'm like, I understand having like your target demographic, but like just say you hate money, because like
you're losing out on a lot of money on just leaving it all on the table,
right?
A big table.
And like even with like Indian clothes and stuff, right? Like when they don't make things for like bigger sizes, and like they make like 32, 34, 36 and like maybe a 38.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're losing out on so much money.
And the funny thing is there are certain people, especially because Hollister's done this whole like, you know, shift, including like American Eagle and all of them, right? And so you'll look at like the comments, there's people that were not quote unquote fat that felt also outside of that range.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, do you know how many times when I was modeling, people were like, oh, you're plus size. I'm like, I'm at that point, I was like maybe like a 6 to 8 and maybe a 10 depending on like what, like if I was wearing like jeans, like it depends on like whatever, like
of course,
like, you know, like
the brand,
obviously, like women's clothing is just a whole nother thing. We could do a whole episode on just women's clothing alone, but like it would depend, like,
and bra size, because that's funny too, that's a whole psychological thing,
right? And don't even get me started on clothing, man. I, like, we did an episode with one of our friends, and, like, we were just talking about, like, clothes in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, dude. And she was like, most of the time, I just feel like I'm in, the business casual section at Kohl's. And I was like, why is that so real?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
I was like, why is that so real?
Well, I also didn't know that, well, allegedly, that Victoria's Secret also, like, tries to make their bra sizes bigger to make you feel better. And so when you go and get fitted, it's like, oh, you're a 40D. You go somewhere else, you're like, no, you're like a B. Yeah. Maybe like a 40 or 36B.
Yeah.
And it's like, but why is there such a difference? But then you put the cups next to each other, they're the exact same size.
That's crazy.
And it's just to make people feel, I mean, I get it. It's like, hey, you want to make people feel better, but that's also just completely
misinformation.
Yeah. Right? Because like, eventually you grow out of Victoria's Secret. That's a thing. When you're like 16, you want it. Then you're like 25, you're like, I'm okay with third love. Yeah. You know? And it's like, no, these are not my sizes.
Yeah.
It's completely off.
Dude, it's so, like, but again, going back to, like, what I was saying about, like, the whole plus size thing. Like, people would be like, oh, like, you're plus size. And I'm like, do you realize that the average American woman wears, like, a size, like, 10?
Yeah.
I was like, I am not, and here's my thing. I'm not saying that being plus size is bad or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm not a good representative.
Right.
Of
especially when you're bringing this, the spectrum down, like, by 50, 60%.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm larger than the average Indian girl, but I'm not average, or I'm not plus size.
I know that. Plus size is everything over, like, 5.
Right? For Indian culture. Right? And so I was like, I should not be the one that's, like, representing this, because I don't feel comfortable with that. Right? Like, how can I, like, and that goes back to, like, the whole passing thing of, like, if I can pass for, like, you know, like a medium or, like, a large or whatever, right? I shouldn't be, like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, a plus. Or, like, even when they, like, do, like, campaigns, like, I think, like, there was, like, Old Navy that did a campaign, and they chose people that were, like, a size, like, XL for, like, their plus size campaign.
Isn't, by definition, plus size be what doesn't, a size that doesn't come already within, like, your normal
So it's like inventory. it's like 0X, which is also, like, very interesting, because, like, I didn't realize that XL and 0X are different.
What's 0X?
So 0X is, like, the first size in, like, plus size sizing.
Oh, once you move off of XL. Okay.
But it's different than extra large. I didn't realize that.
It's bigger.
Yeah.
0X.
I thought they were, like, both one and the same. No.
Hmm.
And so I was like, these are nuanced conversations, right?
It's like when you look at kids' clothes. And it's like 3T, 4T. I'm like, what does the T mean?
What is T?
I don't understand. Toddler? 3-year-old? 4-year-old?
Yeah.
I think I worked at a kid's store for, like, 1 week. I still didn't get it. I was like, I just don't understand. And they're like, well, you know, if you're, like, taller. And I'm like, oh, it's like petite. Like, you know, but it's completely different terminology. But if you don't know what any of it means, you basically have to try on a million things to figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what they want.
Yeah. But. Dude, honestly, I've gotten, like, I don't know what, like, snapped me out of it, but I do not care. Like, I don't care what the tag says. If it fits.
It fits. Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I grew up in, like, the early to, like, mid-2000s, and everybody was, like, pencil thin with, like, low-rise jeans.
Yep.
Like, to the point where, like, you should shave prior to wearing these jeans.
I mean, you had to show off your thong.
Right? So, like, imagine being a chunky kid in that era, right? Hard. We'll say that. And so, like, to me, it was just, like, my mom sometimes, like, you know, still feels like, you know, oh, like, you know, if it's, like, you know, if it says, she's, like, if it says large, she's like, no, I'm not a large. And I'm like, I don't, just try it on. Just try it on.
It's like, would you rather be uncomfortable in a size that doesn't fit just so you can say you are in that size?
Exactly.
But I think a lot of us do feel that way, usually.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, that was, like, honestly the healthiest realization that I had ever. Where I was like, yo, it doesn't matter. Like, does it fit? If it fits, cool.
I think you also come to that realization now that we also do shop across so many different, like, brands.
Yeah.
When you were only going to the mall, you were like, okay, I'm this size at JCPenney's and a Macy's, and so therefore that is my size.
Yeah.
But now if you're working, you know, getting stuff from, like, China, you're gonna be a freaking 5X starting.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
versus, like, if you go to Mexico, I was very surprised, like, they have a lot more bigger clothes, but because they're shorter, it's just like the sizes are just gonna be
the proportions
different.
Are up. Yeah.
And so if you're buying a lot of stuff online, you can't fit just stick to one size.
Yeah. Dude, one thing I really realized is Target sizing is very, like they have, like, a very, like, good, like, decent size range, because, like, they're, like, I fit a medium in Target, which is, like, wild. I have a dress from Target that's a small that fits, like,
it's also because really well. They carry so many different brands, right?
Yeah. And I was like shocked, because I was like, but honestly, even their shoes are like that, because
shoes are different sizes.
Yeah. Dude, I bought a pair of shoes from Target that, like, usually I'm a 9, 9.5, depending on, or, like, 8.5, 9, depending on what thing it is. If it's, like, at, like, Aldo or like Steve Madden, I definitely have to size up because like my feet are wide.
Yeah.
But I went in looking for like a very particular thing. And that's always with me in Target. I always like, I do not enter Target unless I have a very particular thing that I'm looking for.
Good for you.
Because I will go in there and aimlessly spend money, you know? And so like my thing is like I go to Walmart and aimlessly spend money because I'm like, okay, at least it's cheaper, you know? But so I went in and I tried them on and they just looked so clunky. And I was like, this is a size 9. So I tried on the 8. 8 was still kind of clunky. I ended up buying like a 7.5 because it actually like fit perfectly. Huh. Yeah. But also I bought a pair of like Ralph Lauren shoes. 7.5.
You sure your feet aren't shrinking?
I don't know. but
that seems like it's a lot easier to measure than clothes,
but
right?
I don't know. Like there are some shoes like at Nike I'm still like a not like 8.5, 9.
Huh.
So I don't know.
So it just might be the type of shoe.
It might be, right? Yeah. But I was just like so shocked.
But that makes it even harder to shop online.
Right? So I was like I know that Ralph Lauren sizing is now like kind of whack because I bought a pair of shoes that I absolutely loved and they were on clearance, but it was a 9, right? My feet were like every time I took a step, my feet were like
picking up.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't wear these. And so I got one of those like little like the little like sizer thingies that you put on the back, and then I basically taped like 2 of them together.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a big difference,
right? I was like so shocked. I was like, damn, like I didn't know. Wow. But also they were so cute and they didn't have another like they like when I called them I was like, hey, like could you like send me like a different size, and they were like, yeah, you bought it like on clearance, we don't have any more size. And I was like, I'm gonna make it work.
Well, good for you. And they're still comfortable with all that in there. Yeah, good.
It's just like a little hard to take off, but it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, just get like a 5-inch thick socks, wool socks.
Exactly. I'm like, wintertime, here I come. This is going to be my favorite.
Man, I've never heard of that. Yeah, I guess I've never. It's just funny. It's like one of my feet are bigger than the other, which is really annoying, but big enough to where obviously like you can like, you know, get one half size up. But otherwise, nothing.
Do you ever shop like the shoe, like the kids' shoes?
No, girl, my feet are too big for
kids. What size are you?
I'm a 10.
Yeah. I have I have like the perfect size of like I can wear like a 6 youth or like a 7 youth.
Oh wow, nice.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I on average I save about like $20.
Yeah, my Mossy is like size 5 feet and I'm like, why are you even over here? Go over there, get it for cheaper.
My mom has a size 6 foot and I tell her all the time, I'm like, exclusively shop the kids section.
Yeah, it's way cheaper.
Cause why would you?
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
I was like, she was like, oh, it's like $10 to $15 to $20 cheaper. And I was like, over the lifetime of all of the shoes you will own,
especially if it's exact
thousands same of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
and then you can buy, you know, more shoes. Exactly. Man, yeah. I always wish I had like a size. Like, I feel like the average is probably 8.
Think so.
Yeah, but it's funny, if you're smaller you still have more variety than if you're a bigger.
Yeah,
so definitely. Like, yeah, sure, and like no one's going after the tens, but also there's not as many options.
Yeah,
but
have you ever put on like a like, because like I have wider feet, have
me
you
too.
Ever put on like a pair of sandals where your feet just look, oh, did you ever do like the like, did you ever have like a pair of like gladiator sandals?
Yeah. They were not for me.
Disrespectful.
Have you ever gone fitted in India?
Oh hell no. First of all, let's talk about shoe shopping in India. I'm so glad you brought this up. What an experience. Okay,
I mean, shame, allure, everything. You just feel it all
first the emotions. Of all, for those of you that don't know, who have never shopped for shoes in India,
you're missing out.
It is a, you have to be ready for it mentally.
Oh totally.
Like, if you're not ready for it mentally, it will destroy. First of all, shopping in India will destroy your confidence
in general,
regardless.
Yep.
But first of all, for those of you that don't know, you walk into a shop, they immediately get down to see what kind of shoe that you're wearing, and then they put it on you.
Yep. And they judge you first, you know, your taste, everything.
And they're like, oh, and then they'll be like, and it's not even like, oh, like 8, 9. It's like size 56.
And loudly into the roof.
Into the roof. And the reason why they do it to the roof is because there is a man upstairs and there's a hole in the ground.
Just a little gremlin.
And he's throwing shoes.
And you just got to be ready to grab them. They don't miss. They don't miss.
They don't. And that's the amazing part. And oh my God, dude,
I mean, smart. The amount of inventory you can keep on hand.
Wild, right? Yeah. But when they yell out 56
and everyone looks, who is this 56?
Oh my God.
Or when you figure she's like, I like this. No.
No.
Just no.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Dude, I remember I wanted like these sandals and like the guy was like, nay. Mm-hmm. He's like, nay, didi to devaste mi.
First of all, I'm not a didi yet.
I was like, first of all, I was like, you're like twice my age. Settle down.
No, it's rough.
And like the way that like you sit down, like I like, especially like if you get fitted for, first of all, Punjabi jutiya. Completely different story.
Oh my God, they're so painful.
So painful. Nee, 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 khol jaani hai, khol. I'm like,
as I'm, you're going like this, I'm trying to spread it open.
First of all, that, but also I'm gonna wear it twice.
Yeah. And also, how much when you're using a hammer? Exactly. It, like, against it. You think my skin is gonna like take care of that? My bone?
Oh, no. Dude. Man. We went to Amritsar and like we were like, oh, like, you know, we're gonna get like Amritsari jutiyan, right? Yeah. And man, when they like, first of all, like the shaming, because like I have like, again, I have wide feet. If I haven't said that like four times, like take a shot every time I say I have wide feet. Like I have to justify. It's because my cousin and I were the same size.
Oh, okay.
But she has really, really thin feet. Mm. And so whenever like I'd be like, hey, can I wear this jutti? She's like, no, you're gonna stretch it out.
She should go work there.
And so first of all, like this guy, he like comes and he's like, oh, kilara. I'm like, a jutti. Like he's like, we're at, and like the thing about India, like it stores in India, is like they're exclusively for one thing. Like especially like jutiya, like it's just jutiya. It's like,
what do you think I'm here for?
And like it's like Amritsari jutti, like that's like what they specialize in. I'm like, gee,
I wonder.
Like, you know, deductive reasoning. But anyway, so we like go, we sit down, and like the guy's like on his knees, and I'm like, I'm uncomfortable right now. Like I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. And so he's like, and so he like brings over a jutti and like he's like trying to shove my foot into it, and I'm like, this is gonna give me anxiety.
Yeah.
Around all of this. The thing is,
he's gonna judge you for not fitting into it despite the size that he brought.
Oh my God, dude. That's another thing, like sidebar, is like, I don't know who told me this, but this person like changed my life. They were like, you're not meant to fit into the clothes. The clothes are meant to fit you. And I was like,
preach. But that's you didn't grow up being told that, and it's not what they show you when you go to India, especially.
Dude, I grew up in like the era of like skin tight, like skinny jeans.
Yes. Yeah. And also, you are the burden if you're not making my job more convenient.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, dude, but anyways, going back to this whole shoe shopping thing, I was like okay. And so this guy's like trying to, I'm like, maybe not this one, and maybe not like this, you know?
Yeah.
So again, he yells 56 and there's like three people and they're like looking at me, and it's men, and I'm like,
yeah,
I am 15 years old. I do not need this. And so like he tries it on, and I'm like this is kind of tight, and he's like didi ito baat ke ta jyada vadda ho jana. And I'm like, first of all, so many different things, don't call me didi. I'm not your didi.
No. You don't even know what I wanted 5 minutes ago.
I'm like, do not. And then on top of that, I'm like, what do you mean, eto vada size? There was one time in Patiala, they were like, oh, like, eto vada size men's da yonda. And I was like,
ooh. Because again, they're trying to shame you into just buying what you got.
I was like, hell no.
Yeah.
I was like, absolutely not.
And if you, and then.
Oh my God. The sigh.
Because, I mean, because as a kid, I really, you know, oldest child, I just cared about making sure I wasn't causing any trouble.
Oh, same.
And that extends to, you know, service. And so, yeah, if they were to sigh, I'd feel so much shame. And I'd be like, oh, I don't want it. And my mom's like, really? You don't want it? I'm like, no. Because I don't want to cause problems, and I don't want attention, and I don't want to be here.
And I certainly don't want it after the attitude.
No, like, no. You know what I mean? He hates me now. Yeah. I'm never going to see this guy.
Exactly.
Between all these millions of people we're going to see, but I don't want him to hate me.
See, that's something, as like somebody who's like a chronic people pleaser, I had to just realize, I'm like, I'm never going to see this person ever again.
Yeah, I get it now. But yeah, at that point, I was like, first of all, he looks like the other five people out there. But what if he like tells his friends? Like, there's a girl here. She's this size and she wants this.
Dude, it's wild. Like, shopping in India in general is just so wild.
You have to have thick skin.
Have you ever, like, I don't know if you've ever, like, done this, but, like, I remember, like, we went shopping for my cousin's wedding, and this was, this was, like, 2016 or 27, or no, this is 2014 or 2015, right? Okay. And I tried on this gown, and when I tell you, I couldn't get it off. And I thought I was gonna die.
That happens every time I try to take a ling off. The
impending doom. Oh my god.
And like the claustrophobia, like you just the panic attack, everything.
I literally had to go out there, and then like now I found like if you just go straight, and like bent over, it comes off way easier.
Well, it's like swimming. It's like if you just calm down, a person can help you. But yeah. If you're just scrambling,
oh no,
you're gonna drown both of you.
Dude, when I tell you, I like, first of all, they like, because it had like pads, they told me to like take off my bra. I'm they're taking it off of me. Like there's like two girls in like the change room.
And they don't care.
And I'm just so self, I'm a teenager.
Yeah, but the fitting room's also meant for one person, so right? You're already feeling hot
and there's sweaty. I'm already in like a 16 pound like outfit. I'm freaking out. I'm claustrophobic. I've never had so much anxiety. Yeah. I think I'm going to die in this
and moment. They're just touching you with no sense of like regard of what they're touching, how she they're
took,
pulling it off.
She took my boob and yanked it out, and I was like, ma'am.
Well, it's also because a pad has to fit in the spot, because God forbid these tailors don't even put them in the right place. They always sit up here.
Always. And I'm like, I don't know what kind of contortionist you dealt with. What
are you looking at? Because, I mean, even on a mannequin, I'm like, no, that looks about proportionately correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never Dude, fits.
Oh, my God. And that is the story of how I got to second base. with anybody. First of all, I abhor. Abhor the little pads that they put in. They never sit in the right place. They're never flattering, ever.
I've seen it flattering on like two people, and they had no boobs. That's why.
Okay, yeah. But like, if you have any, like, if you have a smidge of a boob,
yeah, it's gonna make it look like, hey, you go see a doctor. Your tumor stick, like, there's something exactly. growing. There's a growth on and your it boob.
Never, like as somebody who has big boobs, I'm like, bro, I just can't. No. I don't need any extra padding.
But they also don't make it easy to take out. So you're basically ruining the inside and, like, taking out every single, like, you know.
Every just, single stitch. Yeah. And it's just, it's such a.
Just have, like, a little thing, like, you can slip in and out.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? Like, how sports bras do.
God forbid. They need to first work on zippers. Maybe then they can get to pads. Oh, my God.
Don't even get me started on zippers, bro. Indian fashion is just, it's not made for the average human being.
No.
Like,
no.
if you're not, like, pencil thin, yeah, forget about it.
And if you not have
hips,
a good
curves
and very neat eater or neat mover of exactly. the world, because the minute you have a stain, it's like, okay, should I spend $150 to get this dry clean? I'll think about it in 6 months. And now it's part of your clothes.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. There was like Katrina Kaff like wore like to her Mendi function or like to her Haldi function. She wore like a Sabyasachi like sari.
Oh,
and
yeah, I was, yeah. Like, I do remember seeing that.
You must. Ow. Be so incredibly rich, because that's wild. I can't, like, but also like even like moving around in like Indian clothes is just not functional.
And it's funny because like the whole concept, like everyone's always talking about like, I wish you could just rent clothes, because you know,
yeah,
once you've worn it twice, you know, every auntie knows about it. But yeah. It's funny, the better you look or the worse you look, it's like the mediocre clothes. You're like, I can wear these like 8 to 10 times.
Yeah, because no one's gonna remember. Yeah,
no one's gonna remember. But everything else, it's like, yeah, what am I supposed to do with this? And it's like, it would be great if you could just rent clothes. But the fact is, once you've worn it, it is you, like inside and out, because you've sweat in it.
Oh, dude,
you can't really properly clean
bodily
it.
Bodily functions.
Nothing. Yeah. It's just like, I don't feel comfortable wearing anything unless it's like a family member.
Yeah. And also, like, even if you got something that was like secondhand, it's like, how do you clean it?
You can't. Right? Yeah, I let one of my white friends borrow a suit once, and she's like, I'm going to get this dry cleaned. I was like, girl, don't worry about it. It's going to cost way more than it should.
Yeah.
And I don't know when I'll wear it again. But also, it's just not easy.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, I love thrifting.
Yeah.
But I will not thrift, like, Indian clothes. Because
you don't know where it's just
there's too many factors. I don't know what it is, because like I will thrift like shirts, jeans, whatever. Like, I'm totally okay with that, because it's so easy to clean. I hit it with some OxyClean, stain release, or whatever you need.
Yeah, but good also our clothes are so specifically made and tailored for you,
yeah,
that unless someone is exactly your, like, not even like their size, but body type,
yeah,
it's just not going to work. And so it's you're really basically not. Restitching the whole thing. And that's yeah. going to cost how much?
Yeah. And, like, my thing is, like, even, like, with the cutting, like, I hate the fact that, like, people think that, like, you can't have, like, curves. Because, like, at, like, God forbid you have hips. Because if you get, like, a straight, like, gamize, like, sewn.
Yep.
It'll hit you in the most awkward way and just make you look like you, like, it'll pucker at, like, just the worst place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I can't do it. Or just, like, when the zipper's, like, in the wrong spot. And it's, like, you knew this was going to be unflattering.
For real.
Once someone put it on.
Exactly.
But it's because we don't have enough women doing the work.
And that's another thing. I didn't realize that men tailors were way more popular than totally. Women tailors.
Yeah. And they don't care.
They don't give
they don't care. Oh. And, like, let's just say you send your measurements to India. Let's say you sent the wrong, like, the wrong one, the wrong spot. They're not looking, like, this doesn't proportionally make sense. Let me just give them a call. No, they're going to say, I want to get double that cost, so I'm going to make it wrong for them to tell me it's wrong and yeah. then charge you again.
Yeah. Dude, when I tell you, like, I can... One thing that I've really realized over, like, the course of, like, the last, like, 7 or 8 years is, like, finding things that are flattering to my body type, mm-hmm. right? And so, like, the Empire waist, flattering to my yeah. body type, right? I didn't know how to explain to, like, our suit person in India of, like, I want it to hit, like, under my boob, not on top of my boob.
Yeah. And not, like, at your belly button.
And she was, like, oh, do you want it to be, like, I was, like, oh, 17, right? Like, mm-hmm. from my shoulder down, right? She's, like, nee, like, zyada ho jana. And I was, like, just do it. I'm measuring my body.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, 17. And she was, like, are you sure? And I was, like, babe, I'm going to hold your hand when I say it. I am absolutely 100% sure. Because, like, my nanny was, like, she was, like, a sewing teacher.
Oh, okay.
So I know basic measurements. Yeah, I know how to, like, measure everything that you need to measure, right? And so I was, like, yeah, I'm sure. Just do it as I asked, please. Like,
did she?
She did. She eventually got it. And okay. I was just, like, okay, see, was this hard? No.
Many of them don't like to take. So unless it's numbers, like, if you were, say, like, under the boob, she's yeah. like, got it. It's like, can you please write it down? Because yeah. they don't write anything down. And then they call you 6 months later and they're like, so that one thing you wanted. And it's like, did you not start it? It was supposed to come to me in 2 weeks.
It's like, it was supposed to be here.
It's very stressful.
Yeah. No. It is. And honestly, like, that's why, like, with boutiques and stuff, like, people who order all that stuff for you, I'm like, I know it's jacked up in price, but also to me, it's like, yeah, I'd rather have somebody else deal with, like, the headache.
Yep. And, like, the time zones, the WhatsApp, the way they talk on WhatsApp. I don't even understand half of the text.
Like, yeah. And then my thing is, like, I'm such a proponent for, like paying for convenience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, my mom is not like that. She's like, if I can save a couple bucks.
Yeah, it's totally different.
I'm like, yeah. No. I'm like, if it's convenient, mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with the bullshit.
And especially because, is there a guarantee with that, too, if you go through, like, a boutique?
Most of the time, yeah. Most of the time,
it's, like, a little bit better, right?
Yeah, it's like, especially if I gave you my yeah. measurements, yeah.
Because those guys, yeah. otherwise, if you're working directly with them, they're like, no.
No.
I said it. Yeah.
And I'm like, bro.
Or they'll be like, no, that's not what you wanted. It's like, you think I don't remember what I wanted?
Yeah. Dude, I've gotten to the point where I draw, like, such good diagrams of exactly what I need to do.
Okay.
Because, like for my cousin's wedding, I was like, you're not going to mess this up for me.
Yeah.
You're not going to mess this up for me. Like, I need you to do it correctly.
Yeah.
And, like, the thing is that, like, over the last, like, because we've had, like, the same person doing it for, like, the past seven or eight years, but the thing is that my style has shifted. Mm-hmm. So, like, I used to get only, like, salwar suits, and then I started doing, like, you know, other things and stuff yeah. like that. And so now she kind of knows, right? If I tell her, I'm like, hey, I want an ugly this, that, and that, they're like, you know, she kind of knows now. But, like, my mom was like, oh, like, you know, let's switch over because she's a little bit pricey. And I was like, no. Because I'm going to have to train somebody yeah. else.
You finally have a rapport.
You know? And, yeah, like, I'm going to have to.
Best of the time.
I was like, I'm going to have to train somebody else. I'm going to have to explain to them what's going on. Like, you know, I'm going to have to. Dude, okay, first of all, I don't remember how to wear things that aren't high-waisted anymore. I genuinely don't remember how.
Oh, that's a good point.
We wore anything that wasn't, like, up to your belly button yeah. type of thing, you know? And so I told her, I was like, I want a shadara, but I want it to be longer because I want it to be, like, high-waisted, sit up, yeah. right? When I tell you she didn't understand, she was like, no, but you're going to put it underneath, like, your underneath, like, your waist. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm going to, again, diagram.
Yeah.
I was like, here's my belly button. I draw, like, my like, I drew out, like, my like, curves and everything, right? And I was like, I want it to hit here. So from here to here, this is the length, right? And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, I've never been more sure in my entire life, you know? But see, that's the thing. Like, nobody ever realizes, like, even my mom, she's like, oh, you're so, like, that's insane. Like, that's going to come up to your boobs. And I'm like,
Just do it.
And so they did it. And so I got the Shirara and it came back and everything. And I had literally specified, I was like, I want bell sleeves. I want it to have Empire waist, everything. Right. When I put that on, I got so many compliments.
Amazing.
I was like, see?
Yeah.
I was like, see? I was like, none of y'all got the vision until we got here.
It's a major accomplishment, especially when they get it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have to push for it, but it's also, they're probably like, why would she want to pay for this extra fabric?
No, just do it. Because, my thing is, I never want, anything in life, I don't want to half-ass anything in life. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Whether it be this podcast, whether it be, a suit, whatever, if you're going to go.
Go for it.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you've already made up your mind, you're going to spend this money, whatever, right? For my cousin's wedding, she was like, oh, I could save so much money if I, didn't have, this type of kudai or whatever, right? I was like, you're going to get married once in your life. Just go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It does not matter.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, go for it full force. This is the
especially if it matters to you.
Right? Yeah. I was like, but also I was like, this is the most special day of your life. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the peak. this is where you could spend the stupidest amount of money on the stupidest thing and no one's going to say anything.
Nope.
Right? It's true. She spent $15,000 on a tent. And I was
do what you got to do.
Nobody's going to say anything because you're the bride. Right. It's your day.
And it probably looked really nice because it wasn't some half-assed Home Depot tent.
Exactly. And they had so many people at their wedding, and I was like, again.
Cool. And now you don't have to worry about your tent because it's going to be able to take care of everything. So
exactly.
The thing is, we do care more about quality too.
Yeah.
So it's I know I'm paying a lot, but I know 100% it's not going to rip. It's not going to cause any problems versus look how much money I saved and all of a sudden things are leaking or falling apart. And it's like, I have no idea why this happened. It's like, you don't know why this happened,
because
Mom?
You did fava.
Or it's like when you show them something like, hey, Mom, I really want this. It's an India to $100.
It's like,
and it's
okay.
When are we going to India? You're going to buy me a $1,500 ticket to go buy this $5 thing?
To save $30. Yeah. It's like, let me be so for real.
And to this day, I don't think I've ever gotten it. Because every time anyone goes to India, they're like, what do you want?
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't keep a list of all the things my mom said not to get.
Yeah.
Because I can get them in India. It's like, I should have.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, here's my list of things.
There you go.
A pillow? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a throw pillow with a peacock on it.
Dude, my mom, okay, so for my cousin's wedding, for the jago, we did most of the stuff at home. We did it at my parents' house. And so we were I was going to buy these little pillow shams off of Amazon, right? Okay. Mom was like, "Nee, nee, nee. Oh, India has a sauce ML in there, right?" Mm-hmm. And so we were gonna have stuff delivered. I was like, "All right." I was like, "I'll put in my order, right?" They ended up costing more because of all the shipping and everything,
like the duties and all that stuff. That's now.
And I was like, I could have just bought. I ended up spending $50-something, and I was like, I could have bought these for $30 off of Amazon.
And also know exactly what you're getting.
Exactly.
Because from there, it's like you send a picture, but.
All right, you guys, that is all that we have for this episode. There will be more coming. We are just going to split it up because there's too much. We still have a lot left. A lot of life left is what they say. This money.
Hi.
If you guys want to try to go follow her.
You could try. I may or may not accept.
Depending on the day, you could try. Yeah. But that is all that we have for you guys today. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe and do the YouTube-y things if you are listening to us on YouTube. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, JioSaavn, don't forget to rate and follow the podcast. It does help us out a lot. And we will see you in an episode next Sunday for the rest of this conversation. Bye. Bye.